Yesterday, the Indians said, let's play two. They're now off to Chicago, which leaves Progressive Field a little dormant.
Not for long.
So now they're saying, let's play three. The Cleveland Indians Charities High School Hardball Classic, presented by NovaCare Rehabilitation, is set for April 11th.
Tomorrow.
At Progressive Field. Highland takes on Elyria Catholic, Ignatius at Avon Lake, Gilmore Academy at University School. And to talk us a little more about that is Nate Genoso from the Indians. Good morning, Nate. Thanks for spending some time with us today. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about the Cleveland Indians Charities. They've been doing things for quite a long time. What exactly do they help out with, and how does that tie in with the Hardball Classic?
Well, basically, Cleveland Indians Charities exists to provide baseball and softball opportunities to the underprivileged youth of Cleveland. So we're working throughout the year to put on fundraising events, programs, and initiatives such as the Hardball Classic to then raise money for Indians Charities. Then at the end of the year, we give the money to our beneficiaries, which include the Boys and Girls Club, the Cleveland School District. In fact, we're pretty much solely funding the Cleveland School District's baseball and softball programs. You know, they would not exist without our funding, and then also the Cleveland Baseball Federation as well.
Nate, you've got six teams down there. How are they chosen?
Well, we do have an online application process every year for the Hardball Classic. We get a lot of schools that are interested, of course. And then a requirement of the school, since it is a fundraising component for Indians Charities, is there is an admission charge for tickets to see the games. It's a $5 pre-sale charge. So each school is required to must agree to purchase X number of tickets in order to be considered. And so that's due to the fundraising component, that's one of the requirements of participating.
Sometimes high school baseball fields are not exactly pristine. What kind of feedback have you had from high school players that have taken part and, wow, look where we are playing?
Just pretty much as you would imagine, just awesome. You know, they love being out there. It's a memorable experience of a lifetime. And I wouldn't even just say just the players, the coaches, and the coaches and the trainers that are out there as well kind of take a step back and are kind of young at heart again. They really enjoy being out there as well as the student athlete. So just a great experience, I think, for all involved to be able to play a game on Progressive Field where their beloved Cleveland Indians play. It's just a neat experience for all involved.
It's also
young
involved
and
for the fans too, the family and the team, kids, the other school kids or whatever who might be coming out to the game to see someone they know mm-hmm. between those lines out there on Progressive Field. That sounds great.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we get a lot of fans per game, especially we have a couple good rivalries this year with Gilmore and University School and Ignatius Avon Lake, and even Highland Elyria Catholic. Those teams have participated before, so they're backed by popular demand. Their fans are going to come out and support them.
Now, this might sound like a silly question, but do any of these high school players reach the stands, knock the ball out of the park, so to speak?
Well, I believe we did have a home run a couple of years ago, if that's what you mean.
Yeah,
or occasionally if they plug a gap, they can run all day because
sure.
some teams are used to playing on such a large outfield. So you'll get your share of good offense. We also have had some good pitcher duels. I think was it last year or the year before we had St. Ignatius and Brunswick in a 1-0 game. Very well played. Good pitching, good defense. So see a broad spectrum of baseball out there. Some offense and some great pitching too.
Now, Craig, the way you described it, I think a foul ball would have actually qualified for the answer to what your question was, getting it into the stands, no matter how you get
into
there.
Well, I'm talking 375 feet, kind of thing.
Or just at least off the wall, maybe.
Yeah, I've seen one or two off the wall before in my, this is the 11th annual Hardball Classic, and I think I've been a part of, five or six now of those. So I've seen some big hits before.
Again, what time does it start tomorrow?
The first game is at 3:00, so we'll open gates at 2:30 p.m. And then it's Highland Elyria Catholic at 3:00. Then at 5:30 we have St. Ignatius versus Avon Lake. Then at 8 p.m. we have Gilmore Academy versus University School. And I might add that your ticket is good for all three games tomorrow. So you can get there if you want to get there at 3:00. You can see Highland and Elyria Catholic, and then you're welcome to stick around as long as you like for the others.
And again, you have tickets in advance, or you can get them at the gate, I suppose.
Correct, yes. Tickets are $5. They can be purchased from any of the schools. or the Progressive Field box office or team shop through today, and then everything tomorrow on the day of is $7 will be sold at the Gate D ticket office, which is located there on the corner of Ontario and Carnegie, basically Gate D, right by the Progressive Field sign.
So Nate, what I see, I called the 216-420 number. If I dialed the hits number, that's why I can order tickets for the Indians. But I dialed your actual number. What do you do for the Indians?
Role is I'm the coordinator of Cleveland Indians charities, and I plan all of the fundraising events that we do for the Cleveland Indians charities throughout the course of the year. Cleveland Indians Fantasy Camp, the Hardball Classic, the tour program. We do our Celebrity Golf Classic. We also work with the Wives Association. We do some other various auctions and raffles throughout the course of the year. And I also work with Cleveland Indians alumni, former players, and because we use them a lot for our charity events. And so I manage the alumni and reconnect the former players with the ball club. So yeah. Neat job, a lot of fun. A lot of long hours, but very rewarding as well.
Well, this being the 20th year of Progressive Field, there's probably a lot of connection back to those 94
sure
teams
is, yeah.
As
that's
well.
Why we had Carlos Baerga and Mike Hargrove in town for opening day weekend. They were, Mike was the manager and Baerga was a key player on the team that opened here 20 years ago. Yeah.
Aside from a little weather problem, otherwise everything went well for opening weekend, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Just a little blip at the outset, waiting for a front to pass. With a line of storms, and then it was chilly after that. I know the temperature dropped about 20 degrees, caught some people off guard, but good baseball weather after that. We got the rest of the weekend in.
Well, they'll have some nice weather tomorrow. Sunny 63 in the forecast for that.
Yeah,
Hardball
looking
Classic.
Good. Yeah, you never. That's always the wild card with the Hardball Classic is what kind of weather we're going to get. A couple years ago, we lost almost the entire thing to weather, and then the entire makeup day to weather. So you just never know with April showers, but. Last year we were fortunate, and it looks like this year we're going to be fortunate as well to have a good forecast for tomorrow.
Again, it's the 11th Annual Cleveland Indians Charities High School Hardball Classic presented by NovaCare Rehabilitation. Highland takes on Elyria Catholic at 3, at 5:30 Ignatius and Avon Lake, and then it rounds out with Gilmore Academy taking on University School. Nate, thanks for sharing time with us, and hope you had a good turnout for the games tomorrow. Appreciate it.
Well, sounds good. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Nate Genoso, thanks very much for the Cleveland Indians. Again, you can find out more at clevelandindians.com.